Blog Talk Radio.
We're sorry, the number you've dialed, is not in service.
Everybody, it's your girl Sheree at Creative Dorm Television. We are back with our fourth installment for the Women's Making History radio series. We've come a long way. We already had three great people to interview, and now we're on to the fourth one. I chose this person because I thought what she did was so special, and I wanted to let everybody know who wanted to know how to get in behind the camera. And sometimes people, all they think about is the talent in front of the camera, who's doing this, who's doing that, but a lot of the times they often overlook all the talent behind the camera. So we have here today Maya Jones. She is a photographer, and she started her own business, M. Jones Imaging. Are you here, Maya?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? So thank you for joining us, obviously, because we know you
Thanks
have a long day, busy things going on. So just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how did you get into photography?
Well, I actually, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm 25 years old. I'm a college student. I go to school for television and radio with a minor in women's studies. And I basically got started in photography when I was, I want to say, like 19 years old. And I was assisting a talent manager, and she happened to do photography on the side as just, like, for extra cash. And she just handed me her camera one day and was like, here, take a couple pictures. And it's been a love affair ever since. Like, I haven't, you know, I've just kept going and going, and I'm now here, and I have my own business, and I've just been keeping busy. So.
Wow, that's like a really like 1, 2, 3 story. So was it? You know, a lot of times a lot of people think that often that photography is just, you know, you shoot, you point, you click, you get a cute little picture, put a filter in it, and there you go. So. Is it, you know, because even me, I sometimes swear I'll take a picture with my iPhone and I'll be like, oh my God, I could totally go into photography. I'm so talented and I'm blessed. So is it really as easy or as simple? I know it's not that simple, but explain to people actually what it takes to be a good photographer. It's not just about if you're using a great filter or not.
well, one, I suck at iPhone photography. Like, I'm absolutely terrible at it. But yeah, no, it's definitely, I think a lot of people definitely have that misconception that I'm literally just pointing and shooting my camera and then my job is done. My job really starts from the moment a client reaches out to me and says that they want to shoot. From there, we discuss a plan and what direction we want to go in terms of aesthetic and style and inspiration. And once we've agreed on that, you know, it comes down to, like, putting a team together, hiring a makeup artist, hiring a stylist if necessary, hiring a hairstylist if necessary, building a set, finding locations. And that's all taking place before I've even picked up my camera. And then I pick up my camera.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it took that, you know, because I've been on sets with photographers and stuff like that doing, you know, different shoots. I didn't know that photographers did all that. I thought they were kind of like an added feature into the mix. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. It can, you know, it varies from person to person, but that's everything that I do. And I've been fortunate enough to work with people who have allowed me the opportunity to express myself creatively. And so I haven't just been kind of like a stand-in person where I'm just the camera and I've been able to contribute. And, you know, and then after the shoot is done, you spend, you know, a couple hours on set. Then I go and I go to editing because I do retouching as well. I do all of my own retouching. And it's been, you know, it gets kind of crazy sometimes. So, you know, after everybody's kind of, like, done on set, my job is still, you know, it still kind of goes on for, you know, it may take me about, like, 2 weeks to edit, you know, pictures or, you know, stuff like that. And it's definitely a lot. It's not just point and shoot, and that's it, at least not in the type of photography that I do, which is fashion. It's a lot of work that goes lot of work.
So what made you take your passion basically doing photography and turn it into a business? Because when I heard, like, a lot of times I think that photographers are kind of like, you just always know, you happen to know one, or a friend of a friend knows you somewhere hanging around in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, what made you say, you know what, I'm not just the cousin who take pictures in the family.
Yeah.
I actually, this is my profession, and I started my, you know, I want to start a business and, you know, to make money and make it, you know, legitimate and concrete. What gave you the, I want to say, what made you take the risk or the chance to turn that from a passion into just saying, you know what, this can be a business?
Yeah, it was. It started out as a total hobby. I had no intention of ever being a photographer or pursuing it professionally. At times, I'm still completely in denial that this is like what I do for a living. I guess what made me take the risk is having a great support system around me, and working with a bunch of creative people. And having them be like, you know, you really have something here, and you really should pursue it. And just having that support, I think, really made the difference. And I know a lot of people aren't necessarily fortunate to have that. But something I think for me that happened on the inside, it was just kind of like, you know, I've kind of quit everything else that I've been passionate about and been interested in. Nothing ever seemed to last. And I go to sleep thinking about photography, and I wake up thinking about photography. So
really,
it's just like...
That's good. It gives people hope out there, because, you know, a lot of times people think that, you know, they're still trying to figure out what they want to do. And, you know, sometimes somebody tells you that I want to be a photographer, you know, people might just be like, oh, okay,
But
did you
have
to deal with that whole, like, oh, because, you know, sometimes... like, one of my friends went to school for dance. It's like, really, you're going to school for dance? Like, you're going to get a bachelor? You know what I mean? So was there any time that it was, like, one of those reactions, and how did you overcome that? Especially for a lot of people who are in that situation right now, they want to go after their passion, but when they tell it to, like, maybe a parent or even to their friends, it'll be like, oh, you want to go to school for photography?
Yeah.
Really?
I think my main piece of advice would just be do you. Like, literally just get up and do it. I've tried to talk myself out of doing photography more often than not. And I've struggled with, oh, I'm not creative enough, or I don't have that great of an eye, or, you know, there was a lot of self-doubt for me in my journey. And you really just have to do it. That's the only way you're ever going to get around the fear and put, like, all the people that don't support you, you know, that's the only way they're going to shut up. Like, my mom is literally, she's now taking me seriously. Now that she's, like, she's come to set a couple of times, and she's been like, oh, like, wait, you're actually getting paid for this? Like, people want to work with you? Like, oh, my gosh, like, this is a real thing. And I'm like, yeah, Ma, I've been telling you that for the past, like, 2 years. She's like, wow, okay. So it takes time, and you have to realize, that you don't need everybody's approval. You don't need anybody's approval to do what you want to do. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. You don't need anybody's approval. And if you just
That's
get up
great.
And do it.
I like
you know?
That answer. I really like that answer, because I always want to know, especially, you know, myself as well, when you try to tell people exactly what you're trying to do, and they might have an idea of what it is, or they see that you're not as successful what they think, you know, you should be or where you should be at. It's always one of those things, well, what exactly are you doing wrong? So I'm glad you cleared that up and, like, hopefully gave out a lot of, you know, inspiration to people who actually want to do that. So now moving on to, like, the woman in the business. How has that been, you know, being a female photographer? I know for me, I've shown up to set where it's been 95% of the time, it's always a male with the camera. It's rare, for my experiences. Even on TV, it's rarely, because, you know, at any time when you see a photographer on television, the female is doing, like, portraits. It's never, like, anything risque or models and, you know, that type of world. It's always, like, the more, oh, okay, let's go get our family portrait done by such and such. So how is that then when you show up to set and you're, like, the woman in charge and you're doing everything, how do people respond to that? Has it been positive, negative, or people are just like, oh, does she really know what she's doing?
I really haven't, with the exception of, like, one experience, I went and I was working in a paparazzi pit, and I literally was the youngest person there, and I was the only female photographer. And so it's a little intimidating at times. But as far as, like, being, like, the woman on set and, like, I have, it's been mostly positive. A lot of my clients come to me because they feel more comfortable shooting with a woman. So it's been a pretty, like, positive experience. It hasn't been, I think, the challenge I was expecting it to be. I expected to, like, have to, like, fight and, like, prove myself. And I just kind of stay in my own lane and just do what I, you know, do what I come to do. And it's great because I work with a lot of other creative women who run their own businesses. So it's never been, like, toe-to-toe with a guy and, like, you know, in that kind of situation, I guess. So it's been a positive thing.
Yeah, I think I would have, like, in my opinion, too, I think sometimes people might feel more comfortable with a female because, you know, sometimes people are shy and sometimes people don't know what to do. So have you ever had that type of client? Like, what do you do when, because I always want to know that. Like, I'm one of the people who, and it's crazy because I take a lot of photos. So you would think that if a person can put up a bunch of photos on Instagram so that the free world can view, surely if you went to a close, the person came into a close set with maybe about a handful of people. Who are actually being nice to you or smiling, that they would be able to, you know, say, all right, do this or do that, and then you stiffen up. So what have you ever had those type of clients, and what do you do to, like, help that out?
Oh gosh. she's probably going to hate me for this. But I'd
probably be the client, though. I would be the one who don't know. I'm like, oh, my God, they're all looking at
I recently got my portrait done, and I was that person. Like, I'm so awkward in front of a camera.
Are you serious?
I hate getting my picture taken. So I know. So, like, I know. I've been there. I've done that. And I'm also an extremely shy person. So dealing with clients like that where they're, like, super nervous, I'm just myself, and I act like a goofball. And if I literally have to make a complete and total, like, fool of myself in order to get you to warm up, then I'm going to do just that because – That's my job. Like, I need to, you know, I want to get the best shot possible, and I can't do that. I can't do my job if you're awkward and you're not comfortable.
Yeah. So, well, have you ever had a difficult client, like, where it's just like, can you just, I can't wait for this shoot to be over, or they're too demanding? And, well, if you have a story, tell us, and how did you get over it, rather? You know, how did you go through it?
I don't think I've had, like, a super difficult client anyway. Not one that stands out. Let me think. I'm sorry. I've had instances where we've disagreed creatively, or, like, you know, every now and then someone will, you know, try and, like, take advantage a little bit, and you know, you very politely, you know, you always want to be polite to people because, you know, you just, that it's your business. And very politely, you know, just stand up for yourself. And you don't have to be nasty about it. You just have to stand your ground. And that's how I deal. That's how I deal when I feel like a client is being difficult with me. I don't have a specific story to tell, but whenever I feel like I'm, you know, in a situation that I don't really want to be in, and I can't wait for it to be over, I do my job. You know, you have to be professional at all times. And
makes sense.
You have to be friendly. Like, you know, photography is not necessarily, it's a luxury. It's a luxury. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get paid, you know, good money for it. So you have to, it's just like any job. You know, you got to bite the bullet
sometimes.
That's
going to kind of lead me into my next question. Since it is a luxury, and now that we do have these smartphones and we have these so many ways and apps that make enhance our beauty, or, you know, do what basically a photographer's job would be, when you want to take pictures or portraits and everything else, do you think that photography is, like, is it dying out? Are people going more for it? Or is it, like, is business going well? Or is it just like, you know, well, I think I could do that on my own?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of that. I think that's just, and I don't think that's necessarily specific to photography. I think that's just creative people, a creative person's problem in general. Like, everybody and their mother is doing makeup. Everybody and their mother has a camera. Everybody and their mother is, you know, a designer these days. And I think the way I've seen it affect the business is when other photographers offer, like, super, like, discounted rates. Like, hey, I'm doing, like, a $15 photo shoot, and it misinforms the consumers, because $15 for a photo shoot, it's not economical, and it doesn't make any sense. so that you can't live off doing a 2-hour photo shoot for $15. I've seen it.
Yeah.
You know? And not for nothing, when I first started out, I was charging $20 for photo shoots. You know,
when I first started.
So the girl out there who's charging $20 for photo shoots, stop it, because clients are like, oh yeah, you know, I can find it cheaper somewhere else. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, don't cheat yourself. Charge for your time, not for your talent. Best advice I ever got. You know,
yeah, that
time
makes
is
sense
money.
Because photographers, I've been around, you know, with them, and it's very, I don't want to say, well, for me it would be very tedious, because after a while all these pictures
mm-hmm.
look alike, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so for me it's just like, well, just pick one and move. Like, I can't, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? I know my lane. So a lot of photography that you have been doing, I noticed on your site, I follow you on Instagram. I am a little bit of a fan
mm-hmm.
on the low, so I follow all those handles. And I know that you do a lot of plus size and fashion. So what made
mm-hmm.
you get into, like, you know, fashion and plus size modeling and plus size brands? Because it's beautiful, obviously, but I'm just like, what made you choose that lane? Or, you know, did it just kind of fall in your lap? Or, you know, tell us a little bit about that.
I wouldn't say it fell in my lap, but being, I think, a plus-size girl myself,
mm-hmm.
I gravitated towards, you know, I started out reading blogs and checking
mm-hmm.
out magazines, and then what happened was I went and I was a part of the street team for Full Figure Fashion Week, and I got
okay.
to meet people that way, and I met a plus model.
Mm-hmm.
And she works for Ashley Stewart now, Nicole Cepeda. And I was just like, I reached out to her and I was like, I'm a photographer and I know you're
mm-hmm.
a model. Would you mind doing a test shoot? And from there, it just built and built and built. And
now I have somebody who wanted me to ask you a question. Explain what
okay.
a test shoot is.
Explain what a test shoot is. Okay.
Yes.
So a test shoot is basically practice for either the model or for the photographer, like
okay.
it's to refresh your portfolio.
Okay.
Most models that I know of, they like to update their portfolio maybe like 4 times a year.
Okay.
You know, if they put on a little weight, if they lose a little weight, you got to update your portfolio. So that's basically what a test shoot is. And in terms of a photographer, a test shoot can also be like, hey, I got some new equipment that I want to try out. I need a model. Can we just do a test shoot or a trade for shoot?
Okay.
And depending on your skill set and I think your maybe your demand a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you can do free test shoots and you can
mm-hmm.
do paid test shoots. I do paid test
yeah.
shoots.
Yeah, because it makes sense. They get to keep the pictures.
Yeah.
You get to have the work. It works out for everybody.
Yeah. So, yeah, so it's paid test shoot. But basically, you can just think of it as, like, portfolio building.
Okay.
So
being
yeah.
a creative person and owning your own business, how do you balance it, too? Because I know sometimes people, if you're a creative person, you just want to be creative sometimes, and you have to realize that, oh, snap, my creativity is also a business. So now you have to do the paperwork,
yeah.
make sure everything is right, and, you know, handle those calls, handle the, you know, all
yeah.
of the stuff that you really don't want to sign up. You didn't really sign up to be a photographer or whatever it is
yeah.
that's in the creative field to do that part. So how do you balance that
mm-hmm.
because you have your own business? And for people who are trying to make, you know, something that they do create, something that they are creatively doing turns into a
yeah.
business, but they're just like, well, I don't want to, you know, run the company, but I want it to be mine.
Yeah. I think... I'm not going to even pretend to know all the answers to that question, but it's definitely one of the most difficult things that I think I've ever had to do. I've never
yeah.
seen myself as a business person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's never been something that's interested me. Numbers confuse me, like, it's a hassle. I'm just like, I just want to take pictures of pretty people. Like, that's all I want to do. But you can do that, and you have to put business first, and you have to look at things economically in terms of, like, how you're going to sustain yourself. And you, it's just, it's hard. I think with my, the best bet for me was finding a mentor. And my mentor isn't a photographer. She's a clothing designer. And I go to her for advice a lot because she's been doing it, and she's been doing it for a long time, and she's been doing it successfully. So I go to her a lot when I'm like, hey, I don't really know the answer, you know, to something, or I don't really know how to tackle a certain situation. It's been, you know, it hasn't been, it's not the easiest thing. It's not, people think that you own your own business and you make all the decisions and you're, it's the easiest thing in the world, and it's really not. So,
a
lot of weight is on your shoulder as, you know, as a business person.
I got you, because trust me, I know. And I think a lot of people need to take more time with the business aspect of it, and, you know, have to realize they need to balance it out well, because you'll lose a lot of money just trying to be a creative, and that's it.
it's hard to balance it out, because sometimes I just have an idea in my head and I want to shoot, and it's like I can't, because, you know, you have to think about, well, I'm not going to ask people to just shoot with me for free. Like, if I want it to come out right, I have to pay the makeup artist, and I have to pay a stylist, and I have to, you know, pay for set and do all that stuff. You know, you have to think about things like that before you decide to just kind of, I'm in business for myself. It's not a decision that I came to lightly, by any means. So.
Got you. So since this is Women's History Month, we want to know somebody, a woman specifically, who's influenced or impacted your life.
Oh, my gosh. That's so hard.
It could be more than one woman, because we know that it could be your mama, your grandmother, your mentor, your dad. So just tell us, you know, name a couple of people
A couple of people that have definitely been influential in my life. Definitely my mom. My mom has just been... she's a fighter, and like, she just kind of takes no nonsense from people, and so she's definitely been influential for me. And then my aunt is an artist, so we've always connected, you know, through that. And recently, the creative people around me, Tennille McMillan of Nakimuli, Charlotte, of Jelaine Denise, like, they're all designers. My friend Cassie, she's a makeup artist, and Coco from Rum and Cokes. It's just so many people that I've just, so many women that I've been around who I just see doing their own thing, and, you know, still kind of, you know, maybe be like being afraid to do it, but they kind of just like balls to the wall and they just do it. And, you know, it can fail, you know, whatever they have, you know, planned for themselves, but it's not going to stop them from doing it. And that's the biggest thing that I've taken from the women that I've been around.
And that's amazing, because we all need to know people who are going to push us forward. So to wrap it up, we have a couple of flash questions. Now, what flash questions are, you just say the first answer that comes to your mind. You don't think about it that quickly. You just go for it.
Oh, you're trying to get me in trouble.
No bad questions. So what's your favorite time of day? What's your favorite time of day?
Evening.
Name one person, like, in the whole world, if you could do a photo shoot with, who would it be?
Taraji P. Henson.
Wow, that's a good one. If you were not a photographer, what would you be doing?
I'd be a model.
Oh, that's good. Hip-hop or R&B?
Oh, R&B.
Hip-hop or R&B?
R&B.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Who is Maya Jones?
She's a goofball. She's a goofball all the way. And she's a photographer, but she's mostly a goofball. Yeah, definitely like a crazy person. Super fun, energetic, super hot also. Guys that are listening, hot and single. no. But, yeah, she's a great person.
And okay, let everybody know how they can reach you.
Okay, you can visit my Instagram at mjonesimaging, or you can visit my website, which is www.mjonesimaging.com, and I have a contact page, and you can reach me there. But Instagram or my website is the best bet.
And thank you so much, because I know you had a busy day and I know you have so much going on. Thank you so much for doing this interview with us. And trust me, everybody and their mama who's ever thinking about getting into photography, they definitely need to hear this interview. And, you know, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me, Sheree.
Good. No problem.
Thanks.
All right, y'all. Y'all just heard from Maya Jones, photographer and business owner of M Jones Imaging. So if you want to reach out to her, she just told you her Instagram, her handles. Make sure you reach out. Her pictures are beautiful. I mean, really beautiful. So much so that I'm sitting up here like, how am I going to get my picture taken? I got to get up my coins. So next week is the last, and I do mean the last interview. You know, we're going to be closing out our Women's Making History radio series. We're going to close it out strong, too. The next guest will be Adri V, motivational speaker. She's my friend. Adriana is my friend. She's a motivational speaker. She works as a VJ. She does interviews. I mean, anything on television media that you can think of, she's into it. And she also helps with the youth. So make sure you are here next week, same time at 6 p.m. And also visit all of our handle, all of our social media sites at Dorm TV. That's DORMROOM TV. That's our social media handle name for everything, for Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus, Pinterest, everything else. And make sure you visit our site is www.dormroom.tv. www.dormroom.tv. I was about to say .com. No, there is no .com. It is just www.dormroom.tv. And be here with us next Saturday. Thank you for listening and continuing this amazing ride, because we've had so many great, you know, talented women come forward and speak and give their personal journeys, and that's what this is all about. So if you need to go back and listen to some, we done interviewed a blogger, a book author, you know, a person who's doing it into finances and investment and teaching you how to budget. Listen to these interviews. If you're interested in starting your own businesses, these are the interviews that you want to listen to, because they have major insight. And if you want to connect with them on social media or use their services, reach out to them. These women are very friendly. They're very nice, and they're looking to help people. So be here next week. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great beginning to your week, because this is Sunday. And see y'all all next week. Bye.